Who are you, and what are you doing here?
It was Gabrielle who broke the impasse. She stepped out of the shadows, still holding her recently acquired rifle steady on the man in front of her.
His name is Cade Williams.
A strange expression crossed the squad leader's face.
Cade Williams.
Yes.
Knight Commander Cade Williams.
Just Cade. It hasn't been Knight Commander for some time. Now who are you and what do you want?
The squad commander didn't seem to have heard him. He stood there, staring for a moment, his gaze going from Cade to Gabrielle and back again.
I don't believe you.
I don't care if you believe me or not.
You're not helping the situation.
Not helping? He's the one pointing a gun at our heads.
And you're holding one of his men hostage.
Because he's holding a gun to our heads.
The Templar squad leader looked from one to the other with an expression that could only be disbelief. Though whether that was because he didn't believe that they were who they said they were, or because they were talking about him in the third person as if he wasn't even there, Cade wasn't sure. The man's next statement cleared that up, however.
Prove to me that you are who you say you are.
How the hell do you expect me to do that? Think I've got my name and birthday tattooed on my ass?
Wouldn't that be something?
Well, I never met him myself. The tales say that the Knight Commander had a particular word engraved on his sword. What was that word?
Defensor.
Every Templar sword bears that mark. I'm talking about the other one.
Cade was silent long enough that Gabrielle spoke up.
Cade? Do you know what he's talking about?
Yes.
But then answer the man, for heaven's sake. My arms are getting tired.
A moment passed. Then two, as Cade found himself oddly resistant to saying the other phrase aloud with Gabrielle standing right there beside him. She opened her mouth, no doubt to say something about the delay, when Cade gave in to the inevitable.
Ulciscor.
Vengeance. The squad leader pointed to the sword hilt rising over Cade's shoulder with the barrel of his own weapon.
Show me.
Gabrielle glanced at Cade. He gave it a moment's thought and then nodded. Since he was still holding a knife to the soldier's throat, it was left to Gabrielle to draw the weapon, walk toward the squad leader, and hold up the sword so that he could see the engraving running down the length of the blade. Reading the word etched there, the squad leader's face went still. He looked at Cade, and it seemed to him that the squad leader was noticing his eye patch and facial scar for the first time. In the next moment, the entire situation changed.